We continue our scripture reading in the Gospel of Mark. Today we come to Mark 8, verses 1 to 10. You'll find it on page 1073 if you're using the Pew Bible. I think it's helpful, particularly during the Christmas season, that we not overly sentimentalize the birth of the Savior. He came to be Lord and Savior, to die for our sins. And here we're reminded of his great ministry, the divine power that he revealed, the mercy and compassion he has, yes, on our eternal needs, but also on our temporal needs, and the way that we should trust him as we go about his work. The account of the feeding of the multitudes is a great instance of the glorious ministry of God the Son. Now, you may be saying, didn't we just read that a few weeks ago? Well, no, that was the feeding of the 5,000. This is the feeding of the 4,000. You go, well, why do we need both? Well, I'm not sure, but I would suggest to remind us that what was true of the disciples is true of us. We are slow learners. They're going to have a large crowd there. Jesus is going to comment on them being hungry. And yet again, the disciples are going to go, well, how are we going to feed them? And Jesus enacts it yet again. Isn't it nice he does that for us too? Jesus is utterly resolved to save his people. He's utterly resolved to grow us up in the faith. He will do it again. He will take you through that trial again, or one like it. The same experience of learning to trust him. Character growth. He is not settled until we grow in our faith in him. And we learn a lot from this passage. Yet again, he is God, the creator and redeemer. He can feed the multitude with a few loaves. He cares. He cares about you. He cared about them. He wants us to care about others. How can we do it? He will give us the power to do it. And through all these ways, we should grow in our faith in him. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Mark 8. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from far away. And his disciples answered him, how can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, how many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.